Hi, my name is Lisa Beau. I'm the Left Brain Intuitive, and I'm wondering if this message is for you. My stream is always providing me with intuitive insights, and once in a while I get an anonymous insight that I try to deliver. It's usually for somebody in my audience. Maybe it's for you, or maybe it's for somebody you know. Let me know in the comments. Today's message is for someone who has been frustrated over and over again. And there, you have an internal conflict about this. Because on the one hand, you're sort of saying to yourself, probably without realizing it, don't be angry. Don't be frustrated. That's childish. That's petty. That's not spiritual. And this message is invalidating how you feel. And this is a problem because emotions are the primary way that intuition communicates with us. So right now, your intuition is trying to deliver a message, and it's like a little kid that has an envelope, and there's a message for you in the envelope, and the little kid is jumping up and down in front of you, so excited, and it's asking you, do you want this message? And when you tell yourself, don't be angry, don't be frustrated, be patient, you're actually telling that kid, that little kid, no, I don't want this message. And then the little kid goes away with his message undelivered. So let's try to bring some clarity into this, because that's really all that's needed here is some clarity. Sometimes we are frustrated and the solution is to be patient. Sometimes we're frustrated and the solution is to understand why we are frustrated. What is our intuition trying to tell you? Because sometimes there's something brutally wrong with a situation that we are engaged in, and we just keep making the same mistake over and over again, and our logical mind cannot see it because the logical mind only has access to the conscious information, the stuff you already know. And the stuff that you already know is probably, well, if you're frustrated, you should learn patience. That's conscious. So you have heard that message many times, probably in your own mind. However, sometimes that emotion is wanting to tell you about a problem in the situation itself, which is why it keeps repeating itself. You have tried to be patient many times and it keeps repeating itself. So how can we tell the difference, right? How can we tell when we need to be patient and when we actually have an intuitive hint that's waiting to be delivered and understood? And the easiest way is just ask your intuition. So if you ask your intuition and you have a process that you trust to get an intuitive insight, you're going to get something. And so that's the quickest way to figure out, because if there's nothing there, you'll get nothing. But if something there, just the act of asking will bring it up. So I'm going to ask on your behalf, what is wrong with that situation where you keep being frustrated and you keep needing to be patient? Okay, so a while back, you decided that you wanted something. You wanted something and it involved having interactions with somebody, with a person. I don't see specifically if it's a spouse, if it's a relative, or if it's an employee, or if it's a client. Or a bank, maybe you're trying to get a loan. I don't see exactly the goal that you're trying to achieve, but I do see that you're talking to somebody over and over again, and it's frustrating. And you're bumping your nose against it. And what your intuition is trying to say is that the thing that you wanted back when you started this whole thing has changed. It has changed. And so now you're bumping your nose really hard against a door that does not lead to where you actually want to go because you changed. So you're out of alignment. In intuitive terms, that's how I would describe that. You're out of alignment with what you truly want. So the clarity here is to ask yourself, do I still want that? Do I still want that thing that requires me to have this very frustrating interaction? And maybe the answer is yes. So you still want it. However, now there's more than one way to get there from here. Oh, and I think you've been offered different alternatives. You have been offered different alternatives and you did not take them. That's really interesting. I wonder why. Why did you not take the alternative? Because you felt that you should be persistent. You should stick with it. So all of these sentences, they're what I call pollution. There are things that other people have told you you should do. There are things that society tells us we should do. But there are things that your intuition is telling you, don't do that. It's a waste of your time and energy. There's a much easier, faster way to get what you want. And you don't need to keep bumping your nose on this particular door. And the level of frustration that you're experiencing is disproportionate to what's actually happening. And I bet you feel guilty about that, or you feel bad about that because you think, oh my gosh, why am I so impatient? And you are so impatient because your intuition is trying to tell you, let's not keep going in that direction. There's another way. Just look around. Just look around you. That's what the little kid with his envelope is trying to tell you. There's another way to get what you want that does not require all this massive amount of frustration. So my intuitive message for you today is to pay attention if there is an easy way out. And I bet you didn't take that other route because you thought, oh, that's too easy. That's like a cop out, or that's like, I bet you that's why you didn't take it, because I see that it's there already. In the next few days, when you do get into that frustrating interaction, ask yourself, is there another way to do this that's easier? And look around you. I bet you you'll just going to run right into it. Okay, that's all I'm getting for you today. It was lovely receiving this message for you. I would love, love, love to know if this message resonated with you. So leave me a comment. I'll talk to you soon.